Oh, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Yes, yes, yes. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I don't know, I feel like rejoicing and being glad in it. Because, yes, let's just rejoice and be glad in it. I want to acknowledge those beautiful souls who are also joining us online. Fear not, we can feel your presence. And I hope you can feel ours as we are extending the vibration and our light into the world, which means also into your space wherever you are. So thank you for joining us and worshiping with us, keeping the high watch with us, even as we have our wonderful person praying. James is praying and holding the vibration for us as we hold it for the world, right? For our city, for our nation. And for the world. So we're grateful and thankful for that opportunity. Ooh, there's a balm in Gilead to heal the wounded souls. Whenever you think you are in a moment of desperation and frustration, just keep moving and opening up your spirit to the presence of the One. Presence of God. God is able to do all things, so we're grateful for that. But in general, I hope everybody's doing well. Everybody, how's everybody doing? You doing well? Yes, trying to manage, you know, we have to manage the energy of this time period that we're in. Because even if we're not conscious of it, there's a lot of energy floating around. Not only in the universe, but in our nation, right? I was just telling my mother as I was driving up, I said, oh, I don't see the National Guard, because for the last couple of Sundays, they were standing around by the metro. And they're just standing there because, of course, there was no high crime really happening there. And but I said, there's a lot of energy that we are aware of or not aware of that is affecting, because we're all energy beings, right? So we're affected by the vibrations that are surrounding us, and we also can affect the vibrations. We can change the vibrations. And so this series that I'm doing is for us to make sure that we understand that there are spiritual laws that we could use, spiritual practices that we could use to help us to maintain our inner state of well-being. Because that's important, right? If you don't put that oxygen mask on yourself, you're not going to be good for anybody else. And these are the days where we need to keep reminding ourselves that we have tools that we can use and work with that help us to remain steady and strong in our spirit and in our work, doing what we are called to do. So hopefully this series is helping a little bit. So yesterday was what? No King's Day. No King's Day. And for the most part, I believe that it went very well without, you know, they may have been minor incidences that have occurred. I didn't see any because I didn't watch what they call foundational news. I don't look at the foundational news anymore because I'm not too conscious of whether it's actually news or true. You know, unfortunately, some of our news stations have really succumbed to a lot of propaganda and things of that nature. And this is the time that we're in, so it's hard to figure out what is truth and what is not. And when we don't have a sense of truth in all of our other institutions, it just collapses. So this is a very tenuous time, and I usually take my news. I'm using social media, and I go to platforms that I trust that are about reporting what is news, because I need to stay up on what is happening. I don't want to walk around, you know, with my head up in the clouds and not understanding what's taking place. So I go to certain news platforms that I trust. But so it's hard to say, you know, they weren't reporting since I wasn't looking. I don't think they were reporting the massive number of people that actually came out. So I did get to see some pictures of Boston and New York City and D.C. D.C., y'all, D.C. did their thing, too. But of course, it wasn't going to be promoted on the regular TV. And I was thinking, wow, although my marching days are kind of curtailed a little bit, but I did my share. I'm a product of the 60s, so I did my share of marching. But even though I'm not out there doing that, I can still and do find ways for me to contribute to the resistance. I'm still contributing to the resistance. And I think we can all find ways, right? With me, it might be maybe I'll make a donation to certain candidates who I believe are going to get out there and fight, you know, for our democracy. Or maybe I also contribute to certain organizations that I know that are doing good work and are helping humanity. You know, maybe it's a food bank or whatever, but I am out there contributing. I'm also withholding my dollars, looking at how I spend my money. There are certain stores I no longer go in. And I've survived so far. It's like, okay, I don't really need to go in that store. And in fact, I don't think I need to spend as much money as I do spend. So, you know, I've made a decision. I was online and people were saying, you know, the almighty dollar still speaks. Right? When Disney lost almost a billion, whatever it was, dollars in a couple of days, they changed their mind right quickly. Money speaks. And so I'm thinking, yes, what if everybody that was out there and those of us who weren't, what if everybody said, we're just going to take, not a day, I've participated in those resistances that said, let's, you know, not spend for a day. That's not enough. We need to make it less. So I said, for the holidays, I made a decision. I'm not going to be exchanging gifts. Sorry, family members. You know, we're going to gather. We're going to still gather as family. We'll have some good food. We'll have some good laughs. We'll play games that we do. We'll have a good time. But I'm not going out there shopping and buying and giving my money. Matter of fact, we all need to probably save our money a little bit so we can buy some food if necessary. But I'm watching what I participate in monetarily, because that does have an effect. And if everybody decided we are just not going to spend money, because it has gotten too commercialized anyway. This is already the 1st of October, and I've seen Christmas advertisements on TV. I don't know about you, but I'm like, look, come on now. So this is a time for us to reset and really look at what is value. What do we value? What is meaningful for us? You know, they've got us into this consumer mode, and, you know, we don't know. No. Friends are valuable. I can always sit and gather with my friends. We can have a meal together. We can, and this is drawing. See, one of the things that I think is happening is not what the powers to be thought would happen in terms of their goal is to what? Divide and conquer. Keep us at each other's throat. Talk about how we're so different. Who's trying to get this from you? Who's taking your job? Who's taking your money? But all of that. But what is happening is that people are coming together and people are beginning to see, well, we're not necessarily separate. We are one people. And you know what? I need to fight for my brother's rights. Maybe, you know, I might not be deported. Who knows, as of now, because it's anybody at this point can be deported. They could just grab you up, put you in a van and ship you off, and nobody knows what's happening, with the rule of law just out the window and the Constitution out the window. But it's causing us to say, you know what? I need to be my brother's keeper. I need to be my sister's keeper, because I want you all to what? I want you to all look out for me and protect me. And I want to protect you and look out for you. And it's caused people to really recognize how much injustice existed in our nation. How much, you know, it's not just about, they want to help people think it's about race and ethnicity. And it's about the haves and the have-nots. And the haves want to have more. And they want to have more at our expense, so that we become what? The have-not. And that includes everybody. So we're coming together, and I think it's a beautiful thing. It's coming about in a hard way, but at least we're waking up. People are starting to wake up, and I'm glad. I think it's, you know, what happened with the No Kings rally was a wonderful way to have healthy resistance, because there are several. There's healthy resistance. And then there's unhealthy resistance. And then there's the spiritual form of non-resistance, which can be a powerful way to achieve your endeavors or to move ahead. And there's healthy resistance, unhealthy resistance, and non-resistance. And with healthy resistance, that is your opportunity to say no. No to the things that would bring harm to you and or to others. It is your ability, I'd like to think it's your God-given right to say no. You remember a couple of weeks ago or whatever, months ago, when I spoke about the power of your yes? You remember that? Yes. And that you can, when you put that yes after your prayers, or you say yes after your affirmations or your intended statements, your intentions, and you say yes, how that yes amplifies whatever it is that you're saying and affirming and praying for. It's very powerful to do. Well, it's equally as powerful to have your no be expressed, right? To be able to say no, because to be able to say no is also a part of your spiritual makeup. It's a part of your spiritual, your God-given right. You have the right to say no, just as you have the right to say yes to anything that is happening with your well-being and your being. So we like to think of your no as being also a part of the 12 powers, because your yes is like your ability to speak and to say yes, but your no is one of the 12 powers. Who can think of what that 12 power, that no, what 12 powers would equate to the no? Renunciation. All right. Was that you, Glorious? Yes, indeedy. Yes. Renunciation. The ability to say no, to renounce what is not working for you. Renounce what is not of God. Renounce what is not good, what is not healing, right? To say no to those things. It's a powerful ability and part of our nature to be able to do so. So, you know, the scripture says whenever we're speaking, we should simply let our speech amount to two things, yes or no. He says, because anything other than that leads to evil. We say error. It leads to us then trying to explain and trying to, no, yes or no. And when we're thinking about the power of our yes draws things to us, right? When I said, when you speak your prayer and you say yes or you affirm, that yes has a drawing power. But equally, you're saying no has a power to move things away. Sometimes we want to draw things to us, and there are times when we need to draw and move things what? Away from us. I need to say no to certain things, conditions, maybe even people. No. No, 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 no. Can't come in my, this is my space right here. No. And so we need to actually be able to move things away from us and out of our experience and our expression. So saying no to that which you do not want has a lot of benefit, because one of the things that it does, it reinforces your own sense of self-worth. You know, I can say no, this is not good for me. It can also bolster my self-esteem, my self-worth, my self-respect. I value me, my values, my principles, my beinghood, and this is something that I choose to say no to. And so it helps us to really gain that sense of self and the value of self. It can also help us to establish healthy boundaries. You know, when you don't have any boundaries, that's not good. And a lot of us are not comfortable with establishing boundaries. I'm just kind of getting to that now. You know, it's like, no, this is not within my wheelhouse that I want to have open to everybody. And this is my line. This is what I will accept. This is what is not really acceptable to me. So having healthy boundaries. When you can say no, it also gives you clarity of mind, and it enables you to focus on what it is you do want. When you can say no to that, it helps your mind to get clear. This is what I want. This is where I'm going. This is what I'm going to do. But if you can't say a no, then because you know life's going to what? Dump everything in there, right? And we get distracted and confused or whatever. When you say no, you're clearing out that space of all that unnecessary junk and stuff so that you can focus on what you really want, where you want to be, what you want to do. So it helps your mind to really focus without a lot of distractions, and get, because we can get sidetracked in a minute. I laugh at myself sometimes. I'll be, you know, washing the dishes, and then all of a sudden I think of something, and over here on the counter I see something that wasn't put away. I stop the dishes and go put that away, and then I see something else, and I'll get back to the dishes, but I'm all over the place because I can be distracted. And I'm learning, no. Focus. Focus. Be present to what it is that you want to do. Having a healthy sense of no can also reduce stress for you. And it reduces stress because you're not necessarily overcommitting yourself. And this is another lesson that I have to learn. Don't overcommit yourself, Sylvia, because I want to say yes to everybody. And I want to say yes to everything. And I did when I first was ordained. And I came out and I was trying to establish my credo. We had to do a credo, what you believe and how you're going to function as a minister. And what we. So I just said, yes, you know what? I'm going to say yes to everything the Lord brings me. Whatever comes my way, I'm going to say yes to. And it didn't take long before I realized what? I cannot say yes to everything, because then you get burned out, right? So I had to figure out, well, it's okay for me to say no. I'll do this, but you know what? I don't want to overcommit myself or overextend myself. And so that's a challenge that I'm still working with now, especially since I have to manage my energy a lot differently than I did, you know, maybe when I was 20-something. I had a lot of energy. I didn't have to manage it. I just shared it and expressed it. You know, now it's precious. And it's like, no, I can't do that. I'm going to do this. So I'm really trying to recognize, it's stressful. I can reduce stress by not committing myself to things that I cannot do. And I can say, no, this is not for me at this time. So when you say no, what happens is it can lead you to your authentic self. Because you share and you can reflect upon your true feelings and your true intentions. You're not saying yes when you really wanted to say what? No. Have you done that ever? You didn't want to, but you thought you had to, so you said yes. But you weren't being true and authentic to yourself. And sometimes there's a fear that if I say no, that I'm going to be what? Rejected, I'll be judged, or people won't think highly of me, or for me, people will be hurt. So I have to just, even when I'm dog-tied, I got to say yes. No. You don't. Be your authentic self. And when people see that you're being and sharing from the truth of your own heart and mind, it enables them to be authentic too, right? So we can each do that. When you say your no, we have to remember your no does not have to be a harsh one, like, heck no, you know, no to the no. No. Your no doesn't have to be harsh. It can be gently, because no is, as we've learned and we've heard it said, no is a complete what? Sentence. It's a complete, no is good enough. And the reason what we want to do is to help us soften our no. I think for me, if I could soften my no by saying no, thank you, then I feel more comfortable in being able to say no. If I can say no, thank you. Either no, thank you, or no, and thank you. No. But what we have to do as people who are receiving the no, as well as people who are saying the no, when we're on the other hand side of receiving the no, we've got to stop sort of demanding or asking others to explain their no to us. So when we hear a no, we might sometimes say, well, why not? Why? Why not? You know, well, because I don't want to. That's when the no starts to get, because you're not respecting my no. So now I got to explain my no, which is why we're not comfortable in saying the no, because now my reason might not meet your expectation as to why I'm saying no. It could simply be because I'm tired and I don't feel like it. Well, you could do this, that. No, you're trying to make, no. So we do this to each other, right? I want to hear your explanation. We think we've got to justify our no to someone else to make them feel comfortable, or for ourselves to feel like, well, maybe I say no, but, you know, here's the reason why I'm saying no. I've got this. No. And if we can learn to honor each other's no, we'll free each other up. You don't have to explain your no to me, and I don't have to explain my no to you. Because when we get too much of the explanation of our no's, it leads to what? Trying to justify. I don't need to justify my no. If I have self-respect, my no is good enough, because my no is where I am. It is what I'm choosing for myself, for my well-being, for my needs. You know, not that yours doesn't matter, but I can't meet your needs at the moment. I'm meeting my needs. And this is a big, big, big deal for, I think, many of us, to be really authentic with ourselves and not fearful of what others might think if we say no. So I had a quote here that just says, ultimately, the power of no is about making conscious choices that align with your values and well-being, allowing you to lead a more intentional and fulfilling life. You're making conscious choices when you say no. I've thought about it, and this is what I need to do. So, healthy resistance is your ability to say no, right? But then there's some unhealthy resistance that we have and we practice as well. And you might be experiencing unhealthy resistance when you say no to things that would actually be good for you. You say no to things that would actually bring you healing, or bring you balance, or bring you some blessing, or bring you some good, but you resist it. You resist it, then you say no. Now, I know, you know, it might not be all of you, but we've been in that place, too, where we kind of resist our own good. Have you ever resisted your own good, or that which is good for you? Yes, we have. And so, you know, this is a kind of unhealthy no that is not serving us well. When we're too engaged in an unhealthy no, or pushing away that which is good, that which is needed for the soul, I don't want to do that. You know, an unhealthy resistance might be, my doctor did tell me that I need to exercise and move more, because that helps the cells to become stronger and fight off any alien things in my body. Well, exercise would be good for me. But there's a little bit of resistance, right? It's an unhealthy resistance. I'm saying no to something that really would be good to me. I don't want to get up and go to the gym. I don't want to go for the work, blah, 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 blah. And so I'm resisting that which can actually help my body and help my healing process. So, you know, we have to think that when we're in this unhealthy resistance of that which is good for us, you're going to find yourself struggling, or you may find yourself in conflict within your own being. I know I should go, but I don't want to go. And so I've got this, you know, I'm conflicted in my own being. We may even be paralyzed from moving forward, you know, because I'm resisting and I'm struggling. And so I'm paralyzed. I'm kind of stuck right where I am. When we're resisting, sometimes if it's not healthy resisting, we get stuck and we start battling and struggling, and I'm stuck in all these unconscious actions that actually delay or deny my good, delay or deny my blessings. And that's a hard place to be. So we've got to examine our own selves to figure out, is my resistance healthy or is it unhealthy? Because when you're in a state of unhealthy resistance to everything, what you're doing is you're fighting against your own life. I'm fighting against what would bring me life. I'm fighting against what would bring me health and wholeness, right? And when we fight and put up such a resistance to that, that you have very little energy left to really enjoy your life because you're so busy resisting it, right? You're too tired resisting. And there are people that resist everything. Something new? No. That's not a healthy no. It's just a no, you know. So we have to look at that. Because when we are in that unhealthy resistance, life becomes a struggle. We're just fighting. Or maybe when we're in this unhealthy resistance, then we're trying to, I don't want help from anybody else. I wanted to say to my doctor, that's fine. Don't give me that. Give me something else. Don't tell me that. You know, we want to try to do it all out on our own, figure it out on our own, you know, handle everything on our own. We're resisting anything from the outside that's going to cause me to have to change or do something different. So we resist and we struggle until we are exhausted, trying to figure it all out, handle it all, right? And then we're burned out. One of my favorite scriptures comes from Jesus, from Matthew 11, verses 28 to 23. And he says, come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden. Labor is when we're working. We're trying to work it out. We're working it out, right? But it's heavy laden. We're doing it on our own. We're stuck. We're suffering. So come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke. Now, when you're yoked to something, yoke is something that's around your neck and you're tied to it. We're stuck there. And sometimes we are tied to our conditions. We're yoked to our circumstances, yoked to people that are not healthy for us, toxic relationships, fear of moving out, whatever. We're yoked and stuck and tied up to things that we need to be free from. So we say, if you're going to be yoked to something, if you're going to be tied to something, take my yoke upon you. Be tied to me. Be tied to the Spirit. He says, and learn from me. Meaning if you get yoked to me, he says, then learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. Meaning I'm easy, I'm gentle and lowly in heart. I'm going to be able to guide you. My yoke is not going to be easy. He says, and you will find rest for your souls, rest for your consciousness, rest for your mind that's struggling and in strife and all of these things. He says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So when we get yoked to the divine, you get yoked to God, your struggles of this trying to handle this thing called life, it becomes easier. And I love when he says, because my burden is light. And I take that to mean two ways. It's light in terms of weight. I'll lighten the load. We're able to handle the load. Or my burden is light. I'll give you the directions. I'll give you the guidance. I'll give you the answers. I'll show you the way. I'll provide that what you need. Right? So it's like, yeah, let me not struggle. If I'm going to resist, be in resistance, I'm tired. When you're resisting something that you're fighting with it, you're stuck right there. You're stuck there what? Struggling and fighting. But if I allow that yoke to myself to be yoked to God, yoked to the truth, then there's something else that is happening within my being. So, you know, what we want to do is we want to give up unhealthy resistance that keeps us stuck and tied so that we can feel freer and we can be more in the flow, which will then lead us to spiritual non-resistance. I have healthy resistance, and then there's unhealthy resistance that if I could surrender it and let it go, I can be moved into spiritual non-resistance. Now, this notion of non-resistance can really serve as a powerful tool for overcoming and for success. But at first glance, when you hear non-resistance, it may lead you to think that that's being very what, passive. I'm non-resistance. I'm a passive, you know, resistor, meaning I'm just not going to, you know, do much of anything. It doesn't have to mean that. It could also mean you find other ways to be active. But usually when we hear at the first glance non-resistance, we think that it might be could lead us to being a patsy, or could lead us to being a doormat, you know, where I'm just not going to resist. You're sure, hit me here, and that's all right. I'm a non-resistant person. You know, so we think that that's what it means, that we can be set up, or set up to be used and to be abused because I'm practicing non-resistance. But nothing could be the further when we're further from that truth, when we're talking about spiritual non-resistance. Because actually, non-resistance allows you to flow, to move beyond obstacles and barriers and things that might stand in your way. Spiritual non-resistance gives you energy to move, but to move like flowing water. To move like flowing water. And I love that image of flowing water. You know, water doesn't stand still. If it's a river, it's a creek, or it's like someone says, whenever you step into water, you're never stepping into the same water. It's always flowing, always new. And so this whole concept of non-resistance is like your ability to move like flowing water. You're not stuck. Because when water reaches an immovable object, what it does is it's going to move over, under, or around. It's okay, there's an obstacle here. I'm moving over, I'm moving under, or I'm going to move around it. And we are meant to move like water. We are meant to flow like water. Because there's a spirit in us that is always moving, right? And it knows the way over, it knows the way under, it knows the way around any obstacle, any barrier that we might face. And so we don't always have to stand and dig in and try to fight the water, fight the barrier, fight the obstacle, because true spiritual non-resistance doesn't fight against anything. It doesn't rail against anything. It flows beyond everything. And that's where we want to get. We don't want to stand and necessarily fight against something. What are you for? Like people say, oh, are you against this? No, I'm for this. Are you against war? No, I'm for peace. My result might still be the same, but my approach is going to be different. I don't want to use my energy to be against something. I'm going to use my energy to be for something. For what I want, right? What does I want to do? And so when I can use this energy of being like water, being in the flow, moving with the spirit, then you're not necessarily stuck and you're not struggling, which would appear to be an obstacle, you know, in your way. You move. You move with the spirit. And you proceed to do what is yours to do, because when you're moving with the spirit will reveal to you the way over, under, or around that thing, right? But we get hung up on the thing. It's a big old rock in the middle of my life. It's a big old whatever. It could be a diagnosis. You lost your job. We get hung up on the thing. I don't have any money. Stop focusing on. And be like water. The Spirit will show you the way over that condition, that situation, and that circumstance when we are learning to be spiritually non-resistant. You know, because we believe that we're supposed to fight to move forward. No, we're supposed to flow to move forward, right? One of my teachers, Eric Butterworth, wrote a book called In the Flow of Life. It's a lovely little book. And that's where I want to be. I want to be in the flow of life. Because everything in the universe is moving. Energy is moving. And it's moving where? It's moving towards good. It's moving toward greater good. But we get hung up and I don't want to leave the good that I know, so I'm going to cling. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to stay right here and battle the waters. No, let go. You all remember that poem that talks about, you know, the freedom of letting go and being in the flow. Because when we stand there, we get beat up, the water cracks. Just let go and get into that flow of non-resistance, because that leads towards growth. Everything moves towards growth, expansion, you know, overcoming, transformation, change. That is what evolution is all about. Now, I don't want to evolve. I'm going to stay the same. Well, you know what? I didn't want to get old either. I fought against it, and then I woke up one day, and there it was. But it's a process. And I don't want to think that I'm leaving, you know, I've left my... No, Flo. You're moving into another stage. It's all good. Let go of that. You can't recapture that. Be in this flow of life. Open enough so that God can show me the blessings of this stage of life. You know? And I can receive that. And then there's the blessing of moving on to, you know, the afterlife. Amen. We try. That's part of the process of evolution too. But I've got to trust that process, that there will be, God will be there, good will be there, light will be there, and it'll be well with my soul as well. It's just going to be a different experience. So, you know, why try to fight and rail against life itself? Life changes. Your situation's going to change. This situation that we are in, I was just sharing with my mother. I said, it's going to change. And she's like, "When I don't know when. It could be when something, you know, when a soul makes its transition. But it will change. We might have to hold on, but, you know, they say, how long, oh, Lord, how long? But that's okay. I'm going to find my strength to know that it's going to flow, it's going to change. So what do I need to do to be in the flow as things are evolving and moving? Because when we can be in the flow and you're not resisting life, you're not resisting growth, you're not resisting change, it carries you to the next level. And I want to get to the next level. I want to get to the other side of whatever this is that's happening over here. So let me not resist. Let me see where my guidance is to be non-resistant or have healthy ways of what resistance, using my no, using my yes, you know, using my conscious awareness to make choices that bless me and bless others. And then, all right, let me do all of that. I don't have to succumb to feeling that all is lost and everything is hopeless. So I want to practice this. And once we can start to practice either healthy resistance or the power of non-resistance, you start to be more on purpose. You're more on point. You're more open to creativity because you're not using all of your energy to fight against something. You're open to the spirit. And spirit brings inspiration. Spirit brings guidance. Spirit brings divine ideas. Spirit brings a way, right? Answers, direction, strength, and energy. Energy to move beyond. That's what we receive. The energy, because when your energy is stuck, you don't want to be stuck in your energy. You want the energy to move beyond, to keep you moving forward, upward. There's an old unity or truth statement that says, I am in the forward, upward progression of life. You know, when you get up and you look around, you think things, I am in the forward, upward progression of life. Things are moving. They're moving for my highest good. Things are working themselves out. I cannot see, but that's okay. The river doesn't see that it's going to move into the ocean. It just keeps what? Moving. So I trust the process of life itself, and I allow myself to get into this healthy practice of healthy resistance, using my no as well as my yes. I want to make sure that I'm able to release and find the ways where I am unconsciously resisting, resisting my situation, resisting my circumstance, and turn it around so that I am non-resistant. And in that state, I am then given the opportunity to move beyond that condition, that situation, that circumstance, or maybe even those people, whatever. But we get that by being open and receptive, non-resistance. It frees you up, frees you to be in the flow of life, frees you to move with grace. There's grace that is always happening. The movement of spirit is always happening. Grace is always flowing, you know. But we don't have to take ourselves out. Let's move ourselves into the rhythm of grace, into the flow of grace and of blessings, so that when we take action, when we move and we think and we act upon the world, we're doing it in a way that comes from a place of ease. It comes from a place of the divine. It comes from a place of flow. I'm not going to struggle against this thing. I'm going to relax and be open so God can show me the way over, under, or around, right? And God will do that. So this is our time, friends, to let go and to get into the flow, or to let go and let God. God knows. Happy flowing. Blessings. Oh, blessings. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.